Philippines president very disturbed after more suspected Chinese spies arrested. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has voiced concerns over a string of espionage cases involving Chinese nationals, a situation that has left officials in Manila on high alert. "We are very disturbed by anyone conducting such espionage operations against our military," Marcos told reporters on January 31. His remarks came a day after intelligence and law enforcement officials apprehended five Chinese nationals in the latest spy case. These suspects were allegedly using military-grade cameras and drones to surveil sensitive Philippine defense installations. These individuals allegedly posing as buyers of seafood products roamed through Puerto Princesa, a city on the western island of Palawan, a region that faces the contested South China Sea. However, according to the National Bureau of Investigation, the intelligence service alleged that these individuals had frequently visited Palawan's Uligan Bay, where they were conducting aerial surveillance and reconnaissance and collecting imagery intelligence on a naval detachment in Barangay Bahil, in the southwestern area of the bay. Authorities recovered equipment from the suspects that contained footage and photos of ports, Coast Guard stations, and vessels, as well as naval crafts and docks. National Security Advisor Eduardo Ono described the group's activities as serious concerns that warrant a firm and coordinated response. "This operation also underscores the need for continued vigilance and proactive counterintelligence measures to detect and disrupt any attempts at espionage within our borders," Ono said in a statement on January 31. The suspected were identified as Kai Xiao Huang, Cheng Hai Tao, Wu Ching Ting, Wang Yong Yi, and Wu Chin Ren, all of whom are associated with two civil organizations, Chaoxing Volunteer Group of the Philippines and the Philippine-China Association of Promotion of Peace and Friendship Incorporated. These arrests took place on January 24 and January 25, just a week after a Chinese engineer was apprehended for espionage. Identified as Deng Yuanqing, the 39-year-old man allegedly surveilled critical infrastructure in Manila, including military installations, in the guise of conducting research for a self-driving car company. Two Filipinos, believed to be Deng's accomplices, were also arrested on January 17. Philippine Army Chief of Staff General Romeo Bronner Jr. confirmed at a press conference on January 30 that the two espionage cases are related. When asked whether these activities were sponsored by state actors in China, Bronner said, "We cannot conclude that. What we are focusing on is the act itself." He described the arrest of the five alleged spies as just the tip of the iceberg. "There are more of them," Bronner said. "The reason why we're coming out with this information, we want our Filipino members of the society to be aware that these things are happening, so that they can help us monitor and report any suspicious activities they believe are connected to espionage," he said. "We are in the process of building up the intelligence against these other activities," Bronner said. The series of espionage cases arises amid escalating tensions between Manila and Beijing over overlapping territorial claims in the South China Sea. As the Chinese Communist Party takes a more aggressive stance in asserting its claims, confrontations between Chinese and Filipino forces have turned violent in the past several months, sparking fears of a larger conflict that could disrupt global trade.